Grace and peace in the name of Jesus Christ, the one who comes this day, will come throughout our church here. We pray would come again and take us to glory, the coming one. Amen. Let's pray. Lord, open our ears, our minds, our hearts to receive your holy word. Grant us faith in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Well, let's go for a walk. It's time to go for a nice, long, wonderful, amazing walk. And after eating and eating and eating and eating and eating some more the past few days, it might be good for all of us to literally go for a walk. A nice, long walk, if not a really, really strong, fast walk. But I'm talking, of course, about a different walk today. Let us go for a walk is really the call of a new church here. And the call of Advent, which begins the church year. Let's go for a walk. An amazing, wonderful, challenging, comforting, peaceful, difficult, sometimes walk with Jesus. And we stay close to Jesus on this walk. We let him hold our hand and we hold his hand. And we listen. And we talk to him in prayer. And we thank him. And we listen some more, talk some more, pray some more. We have a meal with him called communion. Let's go for a walk with Jesus. That's the church here. I noticed in our readings today, four times we have the word walk. What's the church here about? Why do we have a church here? To walk with Jesus. We don't stray off the beaten path, but we walk with Jesus. In the Old Testament reading, come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob, that he may teach us his ways, that we may walk in his paths. Then verse 5, O house of Jacob, come, let us walk in the light of the Lord. Romans 13, let us walk properly as in the daytime, not in orgies and drunkenness, not in sexual immorality and sensuality, not in quarreling and jealousy. Then the gospel lesson, Palm Sunday, and the crowds that walked before him and followed him shouted, Hosanna to the Son of David, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, Hosanna in the highest. Walk, 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 church. Three things today on this. This means, number one, we walk, we don't run. And a great temptation we all have in life these busy days is to run and run and run and run and run some more and run here and run there and run everywhere and try to kind of squeeze Jesus into all my running. Don't run here, there, and everywhere. If you run anywhere, run here. And then walk with Jesus in your life. I read an article, or it caught my attention, I read it, and the title of the article was, How to Shamelessly Re-Gift This Holiday Season. How to shamelessly re-gift this holiday season. And they give you tips on how to re-gift. Number one, you're supposed to really thank the person who gave you the gift that you really don't like, but fake it and really give them a great thank you, even though inwardly you don't even like the gift. And then secondly, be sure to unwrap the gift they give you completely so they don't have an engraving on there with your name on it or some note just for you. That would be really embarrassing to re-gift something that had your name on it. So unwrap it, rewrap it, and then have a re-gift party. Just bring in all the people that want to re-gift and have a re-gift party where you're all giving each other a gift that you really don't want. And it's all a nice strategy to get rid of something that you don't want. But you do it in a nice way. And on the first Sunday in Advent, we need to get on our knees as we've done and confess that sometimes we just don't want Jesus. We're so sinful, we just don't have time for Jesus. Jesus, I want to re-gift you. We don't have time for his holy word. We don't have time hardly to pray. We don't have time to worship hardly, to commune. To meditate on him, ponder him, serve, help in some way, because we're running everywhere else. To be honest, come clean in Advent, self-examine. There's times, Lord, I just simply don't want you because I'm such a terrible, wretched, miserable, poor sinner. Don't sugarcoat it with nice excuses. Now, well, you can be nice about that. It's a sin. But the good news, he keeps coming. He wants us. He reaches out his hand. Come walk with me. I know you're running around. Come on, come walk with me. And he forgives and forgives and forgives and will ever be here. Don't run. Secondly, on the other extreme, don't sit either. We are called to walk with Jesus, not sit and do nothing and let somebody else do it, or I'm retired and too tired to do it. One side, we can be the strange sheep who's ever running after things of the world. And the other side, we can be a fat, lazy sheep that sits in the church all the time and doesn't really do anything for anybody. It just receives. What can the church do for me? Because I sure don't want to do anything for the church or anybody else. Another temptation is to be the fat, lazy sheep that doesn't really do anything. Let somebody else do it. What's in it for me type of attitude. You know, I mentioned in Bible class that I watched a little bit of the national dog show last night. And you had all these beautiful dogs, well-groomed. And the master of the dog, the owner of the dog, would always give the dog, I noticed, a treat. A little bit of food, and the dog would munch on that food and all excited would eat that food. And what would the dog do after the dog ate the treat, ate the food? The dog would incredibly just lay there and sit there and do nothing, right? No. The dog would walk with the owner. The dog would trot with the owner. The dog had been fed, happy, obedient now. I'll walk with you, owner. I'll go where you want me to go. And they run and they trot and they sit and they obey. It all starts with getting the food. We're not dogs, we're sheep. And oh, how the Lord feeds his church. More than a treat. We have the Holy Word here. The sacrament of Christ's body and blood. He feeds the sheep with himself. Forgiveness of sins and eternal life and the power of the Holy Spirit. But sometimes we just want to sit there. May we walk with him. Serve others. After your Thanksgiving feast, it's okay to find the sofa and be a couch potato, I guess. Although someone has to clean up after the Thanksgiving dinner too, don't they? But after you feast here, we don't look for a sofa. We look for ways to serve. Don't be a church potato this new church year. Well, who am I? I'm a church potato. I sit and do nothing. Let us not run to the church year. Let us not sit and do nothing. But as four times in the readings we have the word, let us walk with Jesus. That's the right pace, walking with Jesus. Not too fast, not too slow, walking with Jesus. And so we begin an Advent. And Advent is a season of readiness, a season of repentance. And to be ready doesn't mean that we go buy and buy and buy and buy and buy a lot of stuff that people just re-gift anyway. But to be ready means that we are baptized. And that we can go through confession and absolution and be re-baptized, if you will. And that we believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. And so we'll walk out to the Jordan River next Sunday and meet John the Baptist. Repent and be baptized, every one of you. Make straight the ways of the Lord. Prepare, the kingdom is at hand. That'll probably take us away from all the malls as we leave the world and go to the desert and listen to God's word. Readiness, walk with Jesus. Spend time in Advent, self-examination, confession. And then we'll come to Christmas, the season of rejoicing. And we walk with the shepherds to the manger. And we worship, don't we? And we hear the angel sing, glory to God in the highest. And we join in that praise. Season of rejoicing. He's come. Glory to God in the highest. Say it with me. Glory to God in the highest. We don't just sit back and marvel like the town of Bethlehem and sleep. But we come and worship and rejoice. Then we come to Epiphany, which I call the season of reflection. Of pondering with Mary. And we reflect, we ponder, just who is this baby? Who is this man who's come? Who is he? A teacher? A prophet? Just who is he? And we learn he is the very Son of God, begotten of the Father. And so we walk with the wise men, travel many, many miles, and we give our gold, our frankincense, our myrrh to the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And we walk with Jesus out to the Jordan where he's baptized, and we see the heavens opened, and the voice of the Father, this is my Son, that's who he is. Now follow him. And the Spirit descends like the dove. And later at the end of Epiphany, we walk up the Mountain of Transfiguration. We're there with Peter, James, and John, and we behold him in his glory. He is the very Son of God, the glorious one who will deliver me. Reflect, ponder, we walk with Christ in Epiphany. We come to Lent, and when we Lent, we hit our knees. It's another Advent, or Advent's another Lent, however you want to look at it, but we hit our knees and say, Lord, I'm a sinner. A season of repentance. And we take up our cross and we follow Jesus. We don't stay away. We follow him to the cross, bearing our own crosses. And we walk up the mountain of Mount Calvary. And we behold the nails and the blood and more blood and even more blood and a crown of thorns and a whip. And we behold our Savior cry out, it is finished. The season of repentance. Then we come to Easter, the season of great, great rejoicing, even greater joy than Christmas, because Christmas hasn't done anything yet. But Easter, he's done it all. He's conquered sin, death, the devil, and all of hell. We've won the victory. This baby has won. And we rejoice and rejoice doubly, triply. And we shout, he is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah. And we shout. Then we come to Pentecost, the long Pentecost season over the summer. It's the season of reaching out. As we walk with Jesus, he says, it's time to venture out. Reach out with love and mercy. Invite people. Love people. Forgive people. Serve people. Be a bold witness in all that you say. Do you have the Holy Spirit? There's nothing to be afraid of. Now, in that watching that dog show last night, they had a Rottweiler on there. It got my attention. This big, beautiful, strong Rottweiler. And the commentator said that Rottweilers in ages past in Germany were used by business people. And business people had a Rottweiler because whenever they had money to take to the bank, this was in the old days, they would put the money in a bag and tie it around the neck of the Rottweiler and walk the Rottweiler to the bank. In other words, don't mess with me. The Rottweiler is there to protect that money. You're going to mess with me, you got to go through the Rottweiler. You're not going to steal my money. Interesting. We're not Rottweilers. Kind of mean, scary dogs in a way. Although I'm not sure many of them are nice too. We're sheep. And we're not here to scare people. We're not here to keep things to ourselves. We're here to share mercy. We're not here to keep all of our money. We're here to share God's mercy deep in our hearts. So share and reach out and have mercy on people. And have mercy again, and have mercy again, and love, and forgive, and talk, and listen to people, and help people. This is the call of the church. The world is longing for mercy, longing for the light, longing to be loved. We have the love of God. We have the mercy of God. We have Jesus Christ. Get up, church, and go and walk and share the good news. That's the call of the whole church here, especially Pentecost, and the gift of the Spirit. You know, my beloved wife, Ann, loves to go for a walk about every day. Let's go for a walk. And you can kind of look at me and realize I'm not the greatest walker in the world. Why does my wife want to walk a lot? Well, for exercise, certainly. And to see the beauty of God's creation, certainly. Look at the homes in our neighborhood and what's that home got going on? What do they got going on? And look around. But why above all do we go for a walk? To spend time together. Hold hands. Listen. Share burdens. Complain a little bit to each other. Encourage each other. It's called love. And why do we walk with Jesus? It's called love. He so loves me and holds my hand and carries me. And I love him. And I want to walk with him every day of my life 24/7. First Lutheran. Let's go for a walk. With Jesus, the church here begins. Amen. We rise. May the peace of God, which transcends all human understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.